This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The government has reassured that there is no shortage of essential fuels across the country, with oil refineries operating at high capacity and adequate stocks of petrol and diesel available. No shortages have been reported at retail outlets. In a statement, the Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas said, delivery of domestic LPG cylinders remains normal and panic bookings have declined. It added that commercial LPG allocation to states has been increased, with priority given to key sectors, including education institutions and hospitals. The group of seven G7 nations have strongly condemned Iran's attacks on civilians and key infrastructure across multiple countries in West Asia. In a joint statement, the G7 nations warn that Iran's actions not only endanger the targeted countries, but also pose a broader threat to regional and global security, urging Tehran to immediately halt its military activities. The group also stressed the importance of ensuring the safety of critical maritime routes and global supply chains, particularly in the strategically vital Strait of Hormuz. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has achieved a historic milestone in Indian politics by becoming the longest-serving head of an elected government in the country. With this, Mr. Modi has surpassed Pawan Kumar Chamling, who held office as Chief Minister of Sikkim for 8,930 days. He has now completed 8,931 days as the head of the government, combining his tenure as Chief Minister of Gujarat and as Prime Minister, thereby entering his 25th year in a leadership role. A report.
Prime Minister Modi has crossed several other significant benchmarks this year, particularly in the digital domain. Earlier this month, he reached 30 million subscribers on his YouTube channel, strengthening his position as one of the most followed global leaders on the platform. In February, Mr. Modi also crossed 100 million followers on Instagram, becoming the first serving world leader and politician to achieve the milestone on the platform. Since joining Instagram in 2014, his presence has steadily grown into one of the most active and widely followed accounts among global leaders. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh have congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi for being the longest-serving head of a government in India. In a social media post, the Home Minister said that Mr. Modi's long tenure reflects a deep dedication to nation-first governance, integrity in action, and tireless service to every citizen. While in a social media post, Mr. Singh said, Prime Minister Modi's life has been a continuous journey of service, from unwavering commitment as the Chief Minister of Gujarat to his dedicated leadership as the Prime Minister. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal has emphasized that electricity is a fundamental necessity, stressing that ensuring affordable power is essential for access by the common man. The minister said this while addressing the valedictory session of the Bharat Electricity Summit 2026 in New Delhi. The power minister noted that with schemes like the Saubhagya Yojana and PM Surya Ghar, electricity has now reached remote locations across the country, including border areas. In Punjab, the Border Security Force, BSF, and Punjab's Police Anti-Narcotics Task Force, ANTF, in a joint operation, busted a cross-border smuggling network by arresting three key operatives in Amritsar today. According to police sources, the intelligence-led operation led to the recovery of over 24 kilograms of heroin, 21 lakh rupees of drug money, and a drone. Preliminary investigations indicated that the smuggling module was linked to Pakistan-based handlers who used drones to drop contraband across the border into Indian territory. Further investigations are underway. In Bangladesh, 12 people were killed and several injured after a train collided with a passenger bus at a railway level crossing in Kumila today. In squash, India has assured the men's singles title at the Indian Open 2026 as Abhay Singh and Veer Chotrani advanced to the final with impressive victories in their respective semifinals. Veer Chotrani will be up against Abhay Singh in an All India final clash in Mumbai today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.